Hello, how you doing? This is Jitin Patel. You're listening to Here, the podcast. It's spring. I'm on lockdown in isolation. I've been like this in isolation for several months now. I'm not talking to you from some future time whereby the whole of the world is still in isolation. I have lived like this for some time by myself, even in spite of this, COVID-19 and coronavirus pandemic that's hit the world, hit our streets. And this is, I guess, due to my own life. You might put it under the bracket of having a mental health condition or challenge. I don't want to really go into the labels, but that's an easier way that you would understand, I guess. Why would he be going through something like that? Why would he not be going out? And what is it? And this is not to make light or have fun of people who are going through it, because it's very serious. How fucking serious it is, is crazy. Like, it shuts down your breathing system, and like, you'll have like 104 fever or something. Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on Will Smith's lockdown home studio YouTube session the other day. I watched, and mate, it's fucking serious. Ty, from the hip-hop community in the UK and obviously the world, rapper, I think British born London rapper Ty, was affected badly by it. Other people in the hip-hop community in London have passed away, namely one that I know from Foreign Beggars, Ebo, however you pronounce it. I have my own way, and knowing a couple of those guys, shouts to Pavan as well. And anyway, this isn't a shout out bit. So it's serious. This thing is serious, and as I always say, my messages on my podcast. Hey, that's not why I wanted to record this podcast. This is what it is now, and this is it. So, just under 3 minutes. I'm currently on a free online course by Chris Hill from BeatMyAddictions.com. BeatMyAddictions.com, and he does this event, and he's offering it free today online. I'm in the middle of it. We're just on a break because it's a great thing to do, you know, and a lot of people are offering a lot of free stuff, free coaching and whatever. And you know, I've heard about Chris and I know of him for a few years now, actually, before. Like, this is all, I love this. The ego loves to say this. Hey, I knew that motherfucker before he did his shit. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't pay me a crumb, the bum. Well, not that last line, but yeah. It loves to have, like, the feeling of, yeah, I knew that guy before he made it. Yeah. That means I'm somebody. I'm of significance because I know him or he knows me. Well, we barely know each other, but we've had chats, we've spoke about business, and now my point is that I'm doing his program because I need it. And there's a lot of people at home during this time. It's been reported that like have been either over drinking, over smoking, over eating, and over wanking, many other things, right? And definitely the overeating is one of those things that I've never been overeating, but I know that I've put on a gut. Do you know what I mean? I put on a belly. So when I get this belly off, so I can be on tele. Really. So just kind of popping in now during this little segment session. And what I really also wanted to say is, you know how when you jump on a podcast, when you're in the flow, other things will start coming up. That's what's happened. I'm in the middle of writing like a change contract. So what the heading is, like, what I want to stop or change is, you know, except whatever it is. And so I'm kind of, well, no, I'm feeling positive, not kind of, I am right now specifically feeling positive, and the feeling of like upbeat, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, looking out the window, it's spring, it's great. I'm not one of those people that goes out every day kind of thing. And I think that's one thing that I could write down, actually. Yeah, to kind of, I wrote, here's one line. Living fruitly, sprightly, passionately. from here on, furthermore, instead. And, you know, it might be a surprise to some of you that, hey, man, Jiten is not living like this. Well, not all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? You know? And, like, even Tony Robbins is not all the time feeling like that. And, you know, that's what it is, being, you know, a human who has challenges. And we all do. And, you know, it's become a bit of a pandemic, like mental health challenges. Motherfucker, we all got mental health challenges. We've all got a mind state. We've got a mental. We've got a mind. We've got thoughts. We've got emotions. And the health of it is not always the greatest. So, motherfucker, we've all got mental health. I use the word challenges instead of conditions. Challenges. And I know that I've been saying, like, motherfucker, the last couple of times. That last time didn't feel that, like, yeah, mate, that's really you right now. I just said it. Whatever. Yeah. So, this is just a quick kind of... I need to go back, actually. Break's finished. Well, finishing soon. I want to go back and end this. So, that means I need to... I want to end... I got to end this podcast for now. But, yeah. If you've listened, cheers. You know, during this pandemic and this lockdown and coronavirus and stuff like that, I know we're all affected. So, you know, hopefully this has... well, I would like to know, like, how what kind of positive things you've been doing. I don't know, I feel like at the end I kind of, like, need to have, like, a follow-up thing, you know, to my millions of subscribers. And not that I have millions of subscribers. Yeah, no, I felt like I needed to kind of wrap it up with what did they call it? A go-to, call to action, a follow-up. Thanks for listening. And yeah, when we get to a state in our life when we're like, see a higher ideal and look myself in the mirror and not like what I see back, there is time for some change. You know, that's why I think this course now, and it's free, and this weekend I can do it from my bed on my tablet laptop that I'm using right now on a food tray, which I don't actually use for food. Well, maybe, but right now it's doubling up as my table, you know, on my lap. Yeah, so that's that. So feeling good. And I think the next one I want to talk, so like, right, I could also talk about like how meditation is something that really I've fucking started loving again. I've always loved it, but like feel like having spending more time in meditativeness and meditation during this lockdown. And it's been like 6 weeks now, I think. You know, 6 week holiday. Nah, not that long. Well, maybe. Again, like I've kind of been living in like this for a long time myself anyway. So I would like to talk about that more when I have more time to record. By the way, at my window, four people have walked past, and each one of those four people have all been wearing masks. Behind the mask, what's there? Hey, that's a good title for a song and a title and a, you know what I mean? Like, what's behind the mask? What's behind this coronavirus? What's behind this strain? What's behind the seal of COVID-19? Why did I spell it out? Hey, there's one guy across the road now in a pink sort of salmon-y shirt. Yeah, he looked my way, but not at me. And he's not wearing a mask, and he looks cool. But yeah, that's that. Enough looking out the window, more looking into myself and what's beyond the mask and behind the mask and beneath the mask. Why have I even got a mask on in the first place? Like, not right now, I'm not literally talking through, well, I don't sound muffled, but Muffled Through a Mask. Another good title, sounding title. Muffled Through a Mask. Most of the time, muffled with no mask. You know, just lets the voice, spirit's voice, sing out loud. Oh my God, what's this classic car? Wow, this nice Mercedes just stroll by, one of those long ass, like maybe 80s Mercedes cars. It's always in the summertime when these cool cars come out, isn't it? I guess you, yeah. It's like one of those ones that they had in Rocky, but like this one's got a sunroof and it's like a limey green color, and it had a woman in there with a pink hair and a guy with like a summer t-shirt, like a beach palm tree shirt, short sleeved and sunglasses, and they're parking up. Wow, cool. Going back to my point, yeah, but looking in, I feel like I need to get back to the main point. Looking in and, you know, inside myself, and yeah, just going inwards deeply much more than ever. And if it is like, so if I haven't been able to go out, even pre-virus stage of my life, then how is this any different? I think, I don't know, I just can't go out the day, can't in speech marks, as freely as I wanted, but I think I just can. I just avoid people, that's what it is. I just go down back streets and stuff, and you know, but I'm loving the sun, spring vibe. This is the spring first episode edition of this season of, I think it's the second year I've been doing this podcast. I've probably got like, what, 20, 30 episodes? It's 10 past three now, and it is Saturday the 25th, shit, Saturday, whew, of May, Saturday 25th of May 2020, and it's 3:11 p.m. In London, UK, and this is Jiten Patel. This is Jiten Patel. Well, the name, well, yeah, you know what I mean. This human's name is Jiten Patel, and this podcast's name is Here Here. Thanks for being here here with me. Be here here with you. Bye. My new lyric of the season is that. Oh yeah, I've been watching loads of Star Wars. And also it's Alamai. Bye. Fifth mask person. What's behind your mask?
Hey, I just wanted to say that your podcast is absolutely amazing. For anyone that's listening to this, I'm Empress of Self-Love. This is the Hear Hear podcast by Jiten Patel. You guys have to hear him live. I mean, his podcasts are amazing. You have to hear him live. This guy is masterful in his words, masterful in his poetry and expression. And it's always funny. It's always funny and very entertaining. Thank you so much for starting this podcast. Hear, hear. Hashtag hear, hear. Hey, Jiten. I absolutely loved this. It was one of the first podcasts of yours that I heard. If anybody else is listening to this right now, I just wanted to say that, you know, you guys have to hear him live. He's amazing. I mean, like, live streamed. Wonderful thoughts. I like how you make people question themselves. You've got a lovely voice that is calm and it's crisp. So yeah, keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for even starting this podcast, because it's fun, it's raw, it's lovely. Thank you very much.